This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, November 10th, brought to you by Farm Credit. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The longest government shutdown in history may be nearing an end, that after Senate negotiators did agree on a new stopgap spending bill. The Senate voted last night to advance the legislation, clearing the path for approval despite the opposition of most Democrats. The bill also takes care of some unfinished business important to ag and food policy. The legislation includes the fiscal 26 funding bill for the Agriculture Department and for the Food and Drug Administration. Most of the rest of government is only funded through January under the proposed legislation. Also in the bill, a one-year extension of the expired Farm Bill programs. Senate Democrats had demanded that Republicans agree to an extension of expiring Affordable Care Act insurance subsidies. Senate Majority Leader John Thune only promised to hold a vote on the issue in December. Senator Adam Schiff of California called the deal to reopen the government, quote, a setback. When the final vote occurs is still unclear in the upper chamber. The shutdown could still be days away if any senators object and drag out the process. Thune was still working out concerns within his Republican conference about individual provisions in the underlying spending bills. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul had threatened to object to a provision championed by his home state colleague, former GOP leader Senator Mitch McConnell, to prevent the sale of some hemp-based products. Paul said he was seeking an amendment to strip the language before the final vote. Speaker Mike Johnson said at a press conference today that House lawmakers should start returning to Washington right now after a small group of Senate Democrats voted with Republicans to move forward with legislation to end the shutdown. Johnson said, "We have to do this as quickly as possible." The House has been out of session since mid-September. The new stopgap bill includes that one-year extension of the Farm Bill that was left out of budget reconciliation earlier this year. The CR would suspend the permanent agriculture laws that are left on the books to prod Congress to continue reauthorizing commodity programs. The CR would also extend the Grain Standards Act until January 30th. The law authorizes USDA to carry out official inspection and weighing services. Now, H.R. 1, enacted in July, increased funding for commodity programs, crop insurance, foreign market promotion, and other programs, but it left the Conservation Reserve Program and some smaller programs without new authorization. The CR would also reverse any firings of federal employees that the Trump administration has carried out since the government partially closed at the beginning of fiscal 2026 on October 1st and prohibit RIFs while the CR is in effect. Well, the fiscal 26 agreement for funding USDA and FDA rejects White House proposals to cut conservation technical assistance and international food aid programs. The compromise bill would direct USDA to work with the State Department to prepare a process to transfer the Food for Peace food aid program from state to USDA. Finally today, President Donald Trump's administration returning to the Supreme Court at a push to keep full payments in the SNAP federal food aid program frozen while the government is shut down, even as some families are struggling to put food on the table. The request is the latest in a flurry of legal activity over how the program should proceed during this government shutdown. Stay up to date with these stories and more at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Credit. From the countryside to the capital, Farm Credit customers, directors, and employees are in Washington, D.C. to share their stories and urge Congress to pass Farm Bill 2.0. Farm Credit has supported rural America and agriculture for more than 100 years and will continue to be there for our customers in good times and bad. While every customer story is unique, they share a common thread. Farm Credit helps them grow. Now they're counting on Congress to deliver a Farm Bill 2.0 to ensure rural America remains strong for the next generation. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.